This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli forces bombed wide areas of the Gaza Strip on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded.
A Gazan health ministry spokesperson said several people were killed by an Israeli airstrike there. Footage obtained by Reuters of the aftermath shows children covered in grey dust amid crumbled cement and rubble from collapsed buildings. These children are crying out in search of their father. One of them says he is dead.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, who says civilians are seeking shelter in an ever-shrinking area. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Climate change doesn't just burn down the planet, it makes people sick. For the first time, the UN annual climate summit has addressed the medical effects on people from global warming.
We see a surge of emergency admissions of heat stress, heat exhaustion, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, mental health diseases. We even saw vector-borne diseases in Europe.
Also, air quality in cities around the world has been linked to various heart and lung ailments, including asthma and other respiratory issues, especially in children. It's estimated now that 7 million people die from air pollution each and every year. In Brussels, around 25,000 people marched against climate change in action.
We are very worried about climate change.
They marched through the capital there, winding up in the European Commission district, demanding that they do more. This is VOA News. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni visited Belgrade on Sunday. She's saying Europe will not be truly united until Western Balkan nations applying for membership join the European Union. Six Western Balkan countries, Albania, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and, of course, Serbia, are hoping to join the wealthy bloc. Meloni said Serbia could totally count on Italy's support for its membership, highlighting migration as one of the areas where they could work together. The random attack near the Eiffel Tower on Saturday night along the Seine, which killed a German tourist, has drawn special concern from the French capital, less than a year before it hosts the Olympic Games, with the opening ceremony due to take place along the river in an unprecedented scenic start in the heart of Paris. In a sign of that concern, Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne called for a meeting Sunday night with key ministers and officials charged with security for a total review of the measures in place. The Philippine president has blamed what he called foreign terrorists for a bomb blast that killed four people and wounded dozens of other Catholic worshippers in the south. Indonesia's Mount Merapi in West Sumatra has erupted, spewing white and gray ash plumes 3,000 meters into the air. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Beyoncé's concert film Renaissance is top of the box office draw this weekend. Here's the rundown from AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
At any point, they could close their eyes and be right back there and take it with them.
Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, debuts at number one, earning $21 million domestically, according to AMC Theaters. It was not expected to have the opening that the movie Taylor Swift The Eras Tour did, which opened with nearly $93 million in October. Still, early December is usually slow for movies, and Renaissance is the first movie in 20 years to open on this weekend with more than $20 million. Number two this weekend is The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Godzilla Minus One debuted in third, followed by Trolls Band Together. Wish is fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama are in the U.S. college football playoff. Florida State is not. It is the first unbeaten Power Five conference champion to be excluded from the four-team field in its 10-year history. Scott Walterman, VOA News.